Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life and so much more.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers, please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we select few topics, few verses of the Holy Quran, and we discuss what lessons we can learn from Quran itself. And how can we reflect upon those lessons, those messages, which are sent for our guidance. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning from today, inshallah azza wa jalla. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end with focus and concentration. You can add as many good intentions as possible because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. I make this intention that I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will listen with focus, remember, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others. Today we'll be talking about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we learn from the mercy of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal and what has been taught to us in terms of being compassionate towards others. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy encompasses all things. Respected viewers, Allah Almighty has infinite attributes of perfection which cannot be counted or comprehended. The attributes mentioned in the Quran and Ahadith are known by the people of knowledge. And there are certain attributes which are known by the people who have ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irfan of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Those, they have got recognition of their Lord Azza wa Jal. However, there are certain attributes, sifat, which even children, they are aware of, subhanAllah, which include that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. He is our sustainer. He is the owner. He is the nourisher. And He is the one who gives life and death. And from among these well-known attributes is also the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. Even children, they are aware of it. And whenever we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we mention these sifat, these attributes of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. And we are reminded to recite Basmala before every good act we perform. And both of these attributes of Allah Almighty, meaning compassion and mercy, are mentioned in the Basmala. Similarly, mention these attributes in every Salah when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha too. We also mention these sifat when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Subhanallah. Besides this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many references of His attribute of mercy in various ways in the Holy Quran. Hence, He states in one place,
نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ
Inform my servants that undoubtedly only I am the most forgiving, the most merciful. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares,
وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ
He further states, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Say, dear beloved, O servants of mine who have committed excess upon their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives all sins of those who abstain from disbelief and repent. Indeed, only He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Respected viewers, the excellence of mercy is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that from the qualities He bestowed to His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the most prominent is that of mercy. Hence, he states, وَمَا أَرْسَلَّكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you, dear beloved, but as mercy for all the worlds. Subhanallah. In another place, he beautifully mentions this excellence of messengership in the following way.
لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
Indeed, there has come to you that messenger from amongst yourselves. Heavy upon him is your suffering. He immensely desires your well-being, utmost kind, merciful for the Muslims. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this attribute to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam too. After creating the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an embodiment of mercy, Allah Almighty said to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the greatness of His character, the excellence of His nature, His compassion, the brilliance of His forgiving nature, and His forbearance are from the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty. It is this gracious Lord who created His messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a symbol of compassion, generosity, and mercy. Hence, he announced in these words,
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ.
So what a great mercy it is from Allah that, O beloved, you became soft-hearted towards them. And if you had been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have therefore certainly been anxious in your surroundings. So forgive them and intercede for them and consult with them in matters. Through the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Almighty extended such mercy to mankind that it changed the course of human history, removed animosity from hearts, brought together the divide, and transformed bloodthirsty enemies into models of compassion and humanity. Allah Almighty declares,
وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا.
And remember Allah's favor upon you when there were enmity between you. He brought your hearts together in love. So due to His grace, you became brothers with one another. The blessed speech of Allah Almighty, the Holy Quran, was also sent in the form of mercy. Hence, He said,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
O people, advice has come to you from your Lord and healing for the hearts and guidance and mercy for the believers. Subhanallah. So through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, believers also got their share from that mercy within their own personalities. Subhanallah. Further, we see the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they emerged to be radiant beacons of guidance and mercy. Allah Almighty described them as
رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ,
tender-hearted amongst themselves. Between them, they were very tender-hearted. Mercy, compassion, gentleness, love, forgiveness, and forbearance are prized attributes in Islam, as explained throughout the Quran. For example,
وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ.
And indeed, whosoever observed patience and forgave, so those are indeed acts of great courage. It's not an easy job. It's an act of great courage to do this. Whosoever Allah bestows, subhanAllah, He is able to do. Commanding them to adopt gentleness and forgiveness, He declared,
اِذْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ.
O listener, repel evil with goodness. Thereupon the one between whom and you there was enmity will become like a close friend at that time. Allah Almighty has mentioned those who are rightful to this mercy and compassion countless times in the Quran. For example,
وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا.
Be good to parents, relatives, orphans, and the needy, and speak good to people. These are the people who deserve mercy and compassion, and Quran talks about it. Subhanallah. And further, marriage is perhaps the most neglected relationship in this regard. So Allah Almighty addresses mercy towards spouses too.
وَعَاشِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُونَ فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا.
And deal with them kindly. If you do not then like them, it is therefore likely that you dislike a thing in which Allah has placed much good. It is further said,
فَإِنْ أَطَعْنَكُمْ فَلَا تَبْغُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ سَبِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيًّا كَبِيرًا.
Then if they obey you, so do not seek to do injustice to them. Indeed, Allah is ever exalted, most great. Respecting this, we can gauge to what extent we can express the compassion and the mercy, kindness towards others. Look at this beautiful hukum of Quran, order of Quran. From this you can learn that to what level Islam teaches us for compassion, kindness, gentleness, forgiveness for others. It has been mentioned.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَافْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ
O believers, when you are told to make space for your brothers to sit in gatherings, so make space. Allah will give you space by giving you respect and prosperity. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If you're sitting in a gathering and another person arrives, make space for him. Even this seemingly insignificant act looks like it's an insignificant act, which offers a little ease to others, is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he stated, if you make space for others, Allah will make your place in paradise. Vast. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. We should not become source of pain and harm for others. This is what are the beautiful teachings of Quran. Do not hurt the feelings of people. Curse others. Slander them, backbite them, search for faults in them, and do not cause harm to others through creating a commotion, through entertainment, by attacking their honor. Such compassion is a basic duty, fard of every believer. As mentioned,
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا
And whoever pesters Muslim men and women without them having done anything wrong, they have burdened themselves with false accusation and open sin. So we heard from Quran. Our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal is Rahman. He is Rahim. He is kind. He is compassionate. The most merciful, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam is a mercy to the universe. Our Quran is a source of mercy. Our religion is mercy in its entirety. Islam teaches mercy and we are commanded to be merciful. And then why are our communities are declining gentleness, compassion, love, generosity, mercy, kindness, warm-heartedness, forgiveness, smiling and care for others? Why are hatred, animosity, harshness, anger, malice, envy, foul language, harassment, and violating others' rights and the rights of neighbors are very common? Why is this the case? If only we become true Muslims in word and spirit, mirroring the attributes of our Creator, following the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and walking the path of awliya, rahimahumullah, by extending warmth, mercy, and care towards the creation of Allah Almighty, we can get salvation. May Allah give us tawfiq that we follow the footsteps of Quranic teachings. Ameen, bijahin, nabiyil ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat ala nabi. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.